Do I hear Jack King? Let's go to mission control.
Falcon and the rover are go. Dave Scott, thank him for this, and then also received a report from spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin that the command ship, which will be have the call sign Endeavour, also is go.
We've just completed our status reports, and the launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, the launch director, Walt Caprian, and the mission director, Chet Lee, all have given their goes. We're standing by for the swing arm to retract to its full fallback position. It's moving now as we approach the five-minute mark in the count. Coming up on the five-minute mark. Mark, T-minus 5 minutes and counting. We're go on Apollo 15. This is Kennedy Launch Control.
King in the Launch Control Center, the voice I believe I mentioned to you earlier. We weren't here making that final 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-0 countdown. The rocket actually lights a few seconds before zero. During that 10-second countdown, during the last 10 seconds, there is a period. Ignition is 8.9 seconds before actual liftoff, or T0. And when you hear the firing control say 10-9, between 9 and 8, we should be able to see flame come out the bottom of this gigantic rocket. And then as the engines build up their thrust, latches are released at T0 when the count gets to zero. And at that point, 7.5 million pounds of thrust should be exerting, lifting the rocket off the launch pad to tilt slightly away from that tower toward the east or toward the right if you happen to be looking at television or from our launch vantage point here. And this is to assure tower clearance. A lot of times some people watching may hold their breath. They think it's going to tip over, but this slight tilt away. Here's launch control again.
The terminal sequencer has been armed and we are go. Launch operations manager Paul Donnelly just wished the crew good luck and Godspeed.
And receive an expression of thanks from all three crew members. We'll be coming up shortly on the automatic sequence. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, firing command enable. Firing command on. We have the firing command. We are now on the automatic sequence. And the tanks in the three stages of Saturn V that contain those propellants will begin to pressurize. The countdown is still proceeding, and we're at now two minutes, 50 seconds, and counting. We understand there's an estimate that there are more than 1 million people in the area here to view the launch. The traffic has been heavy since 2 o'clock this morning. The beaches are packed and the roads are packed. 2 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting. We're monitoring our status board here in firing room one. Our ready lights are on, concerned with spacecraft, emergency detection system, instrument units. Preparations are complete, and the automatic sequence is continuing. 2 minutes, 20 seconds, and counting. We now have second stage liquid oxygen and third stage liquid oxygen supplies pressurized as the countdown continues. Coming up in the 2 minute mark, we'll be standing by for the cue ball cover to be retracted shortly atop the Saturn V vehicle. Mark, T minus two minutes and counting, still going well. Propellant stable on board the vehicle. The crew here in the firing room monitoring more than 300 red line values, watching temperatures and pressures to ensure they do not go above nominal. In the case that it did, any one of these key people could call in to hold the countdown. 1 minute, 36 seconds, and counting, still going well. The pressurization sequence is still continuing in the vehicle. We're now 90 seconds away from liftoff, all still going well. We're going internal power with the vehicle at the 50-second mark in the count. We now get indications from our status board that all is still going well, and the third stage is now completely pressurized. Coming up shortly on the 1 minute mark, we're now 70 seconds and counting. Second stage tanks are pressurized as our countdown continues. Mark, T-minus 60 seconds and counting on Apollo 15. The astronauts are go, launch vehicle and spacecraft components all go as our countdown proceeds. Now 50 seconds, we have the power transfer. The vehicle now on the battery power in the vehicle, and all is still going well. Lunar Module Pilot Jim Irwin making some final checks, now passing the 40-second mark. Spacecraft Commander Dave Scott now has made his final check. That is aligning the guidance system. 30 seconds and counting. The Biden system will go internal at the 17-second mark. Now, 25 seconds. We have complete clearance for launch. We are go. 20. 15 seconds. Guidance internal. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. Engines armed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All engines running. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff at 9:34 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The tower is clear.
And we have a roll program. Roger. You have good thrust on all five engines.
Thanks, Gordo. Roll complete.
Roger.
And we have a pitch program.
Roger, pitch. Stand by for mode 1 Bravo. Mark 1 Bravo.
Roger, 1 Bravo.
Booster Systems Engineer reports to Flight Director that S1C stage looking good.
Maximum dynamic pressure at this time.
That's the voice of Mission Control in Houston now. We can see this one beautifully today. It's going up into through those high cirrus clouds, aiming out over the Atlantic Ocean. It's through the moisture of the stratosphere now, no longer a contrail, just a great billow of white smoke it leaves in its wake. Oh, what a beautiful sight. I don't believe we've ever had a more...
9 miles downrange, 13, 14.5 miles height.
Charlie?
Mission Control.
Roger, 1 Charlie now.
Roger, 1 Charlie.
Giving you the readout.
To the S1C East.
Roger.
Another great contrail of smoke.
Each of the five S1C engines gulping 3 tons of fuel per second.
3 tons of fuel per second being swallowed up. It's going right by the sun from our viewpoint here. We'll have to shield our eyes to see the spacecraft as it passes by the sun. That has a symbolic meaning, I suppose.
Flight Dynamics reports go for staging.
Apollo 15 is passing the sun from our vantage point at the launch site. Someday, man may go there in a protected cover and look at the origins of our universe. We can still see it. The S1C stage is burning beautifully.
Good thrust on the S2, all five are good.
Okay. Good thrust on the S2. That means we've got staging. The second stage is cut in now.
47.9 altitude.
Those primary engines burned for a little over 2.5 minutes. Now we're up to 3 minutes and 13 seconds.
Roger, we confirm the skirt set. You're mode 2.
Roger, mode 2.
All right, there now. The launch escape tower should have jettisoned by now. That was Dave Scott, the sort of strong but muffled sounding voice reporting back to Mission Control in Houston. You're hearing these voices live as the astronauts go into orbit. Let's see, Don, I looked down at my chart and I lost. Can you still see the bird up there?
Coming up on 10,000 feet per second mark. Downrange 131, altitude 66.
66 nautical miles above the Earth. That's almost 100 kilometers above the Earth now.
15 Houston at 4, guidance has converged.
It's out of sight.
Everything looks good.
Okay, go ahead, let's put up here.
I can't recall having been able to
now
see
35% of the velocity needed to
rocket so long after launch, such clear weather. We've had clouds on so many of our launches, haven't we, Don?
Yes, that was a perfect launch. We could see the cutoff of the S1 and then the staging very clearly today.
That's when the smoke ended. There was a period of post.
Miles, altitude 79.
Altitude 79 nautical miles above the Earth.
Now, the engines will burn now on the S2 stage for about 9 minutes. 9 minutes and 9 seconds. We have now burned for 4 minutes, 47 seconds since liftoff. So several more minutes to go on the second stage rocket engines. Now, on Apollo 14, one of the, as I recall, of the five engines, the inner engine shut off early, and the outside engine burned longer to compensate for it. That, in other words, there's plenty of safety.
40% of velocity needed.
40% of velocity needed, says mission control.
Downrange 271, altitude 88.
88 nautical miles above the Earth. The great billow of smoke from the launch pad has now gone up into the sky several thousand feet, and it's just forming one more of the many clouds that build up here around the Cape during the summertime.
Predicting nominal shutdown on the S2 stage.
7 times the nominal. Our level sometime will be 8 plus 3, 4.
And S2 cutoff at 9er plus 0, 9er.
Ledger 8 plus 3, 4, 9 plus 0, 9.
That's 9 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yeah,
S4B to
COI.
Mike,
yeah, S4B to COI now.
Mike, S4B to COI. The engines are predicted to shut down right on time, 9 minutes and 9 seconds after liftoff. You heard mission control telling Dave Scott.
380 miles.
Downrange, altitude 94.5.
Velocity
15,000 feet per second.
Really moving now. They've got to get up to 25,000 feet per second to be into orbital velocity. Great clouds of water are spraying across the launch support structure out there on the pad. As soon as the rocket lifts off, tons and tons of water are sprayed all over the
S4B to orbit capability.
To protect it.
Mark, you have it now.
Roger, S4B to orbit.
We can see the clouds of water spraying off the launch support structure. Some of that may be smoke from a little burning, too.
Downrange 479, altitude 96. Now approaching 65% of the velocity needed for orbit. Velocity now 16,700 feet per second.
They're in their orbital altitude.
Lift off 34 minutes, 00 seconds, 0.79.
They've reached the orbital altitude, but haven't reached the orbital speed yet. Still about 2 more minutes to go. 7 minutes, 22 seconds since liftoff. They're shooting for a 90 nautical mile orbit this time, a little lower than before to save fuel so they can carry more weight to the moon. They've gained some 5,000 pounds in payload capacity by trimming here and there in their trajectory. Don, I've heard a couple of different figures. I've heard 5,000 pounds, and I've heard 2,000. Do you, it's several thousand pounds, I'm sure.
Yes, it's about 5,000 pounds this time to make up for the added weight of the limb and the extra payload we're carrying.
All right, the lunar rover, the scientific instrument.
Altitude 95 miles.
95 miles, it's come down 1 mile.
Velocity required for orbit.
In other words, it's
just a car.
Go ahead.
Say again,
well, they're getting a little. That was Dave Scott.
You have PO shift in the.
Yeah, so that looks good.
Okay.
Dave Scott saying, Houston, did you call? Do you want something? The communication is coming in clearer now that they're up at greater altitudes.
Roger.
Also, these tracking dishes can zero in a little better when you give them a minute or two. After liftoff. We're getting a good breeze here. It's quite hot here at Cape Kennedy, some 83 to 85 degrees with a bright, almost tropical sunshine. And now we've got a little breeze cooling us, and that is very welcome at this point.
About 6 seconds just to staging.
Here we go. 6 seconds to staging. Engine shutdown right now.
Stand by for mode 4 capability. Mark, you have mode 4 now.
Mark, get a good stage.
Dave Scott confirmed a good staging. That was his voice.
Booster reports thrust okay on the S4B stage.
You have good thrust on the S4B.
Roger.
Rocket is burning. It still has to go for another, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 minutes. We're going
960 miles downrange, 94.7 altitude. Velocity. velocity, 23,230.
About another 2,000 feet per second and about another 2 minutes of burn time on this third stage rocket to achieve orbital velocity. They have leveled off in the orbital altitude desired, some 95 nautical miles from the Earth, by reducing the orbital altitude to approximately 90 miles, what is generally called a 90-mile orbit, and by refining the launch azimuth, having a little broader range within which they could launch, they gain some of this extra weight, which may be carried as payload to the moon. Everything is nominal, as the spacemen say. That's one word I almost wish they'd change, Don. I hear the word nominal so much. However, I'm happy to hear what it means. Normal, right on schedule, on the mark. Other such things. All of you in NASA, all of you engineers, you're very happy with that one anytime you hear it, aren't you?
That's a good word to hear.
Perfect. Predicted cutoff time, 11 plus 37. Over.
Roger, 11 plus 37.
11 minutes, 37 seconds. Cutoff is predicted. Mission control telling Dave Scott that, and you heard his voice as he acknowledged. They're way down out over the Atlantic now, headed out toward the Canary.
Well, 81 miles downrange, 93.4 altitude, 97% of velocity, 98% of velocity required. 25,143 feet per second.
Notice that they went up to about 96 miles above the Earth, and as they pick up speed, they're drifting down slightly, a little lower. This leveling off is also bringing them down 2 or 3 nautical miles, now down to 93 nautical miles above the Earth.
11 plus 34.
Roger.
11 plus 34, that was a confirmation of the time of cutoff, 3 seconds early. From Dave Scott.
Booster confirms the S-4B has shut down.
Booster confirms it. You heard Dave Scott also say.
Houston, Gimbo motors are off, and the S4B oxidizer is 4-0, and the fuel is about 3-1.
Roger, 4-0 and 3-1.
There's one of the astronauts, I think that
was... Okay, Gordon, we got ourselves in a 93.7 by 88.9, shut down on a VI of plus 25595, H-dot plus 00008, altitude... +00932.
That was Al Worden, and
Roger, Al, copy.
You heard Jimmer when read off the fuel parameters, and then Al Worden read off the navigation parameters from their onboard calculations. 93.2 nautical miles above the Earth, according to the onboard readings on Apollo 15 in the Falcon spaceship. Well, you couldn't ask for a better one, could you, Don?
IU shows you on a 92.5 by 91.5. Radar confirms that, and the booster is safe.
Okay, Gordon, good job. That was a very smooth ride all the way.
That was Dave Scott saying, good job, a very smooth ride all the way. David Scott confirmed. You probably hear his cleaner than mine. It's very clear.